Transcendence, Phoenix Series, Book 2, written by Serena Wind, narrated by Susan McGurl. Chapter 1. I couldn't believe how it all started. How is it possible? How is it possible to see what I see? How do you explain to people that my dreams are a gateway to other levels of life only a few can understand? I never could imagine that my dream state would become the doorway for others to pass through, to free themselves from the trauma that held them frozen in time. You need to stay here. I reached back and held her tiny hand. My mind whirled with what to do next. Where is he? How do I get her to safety? I focused on the young girl holding on to me. Her blonde hair was dirty and matted. Her frail body was clothed in a pair of tattered jeans and an old sweatshirt. I gently wiped some dirt off her cheek. She was maybe 6. "What's your name?" I whispered. "Jessica." Her response was almost silent. I sensed her fear and squeezed her tiny hand gently with mine. "It's okay, Jessica. You're going to be home soon." I smiled encouragingly, her dark brown eyes filled with worry. "I'm going to help you." My attention was jolted back by a loud noise above us. The dirt falling through the old boards made it hard to see. It was him, walking on the floor. Through a crack in the tired floorboards above me, I could see enough to know he was a large man. His footsteps were heavy and caused the boards above us to creak. I knew he was approaching the door from upstairs that would lead him right to us. My mind was trying to make sense of things around me. I strained my eyes to see in the dim light. We were in an old cellar. The shelves were decaying. There were bottles and boxes scattered throughout. I felt the dusty floor beneath my feet as I scanned the wooden walls to find an exit. There must be an exit. I was doing what I could to keep myself focused. I had never been in a cellar before. I'd seen them in movies, and this was no movie. It smelled of rotting wood, sulfur, and death. I could feel myself shiver as I took it all in, examining the walls once more. There it is. A bit of light streamed through a crack in the darkness, our exit to freedom from this place. I only hoped I could get us out in time. I looked at this little being beside me. Somehow, this young soul had come to me, feeling as if I could help her. Help her how? Drawing from my experience, I went with what I learned on the way and pure instinct. I met her pleading eyes with mine. I could feel her shaking and knew we had to act fast. I felt my energy increasing as I regained my focus and purpose. I felt the surge of energy vibrate through me. I knew the situation was about to get challenging and dangerous. It always happened when I helped someone transition over to the other side. I felt myself become stronger, lighter. I felt this powerful energy burn from my core as I summoned up what I knew I would need for this moment. As I aligned into my power, I felt his darkness drawing near. I studied her young face. "We can do this, you and me." She nodded in agreement. "Ready?" She held her scruffy little stuffed dog tightly to her chest. I listened and waited to see where he was. Then we stood up. I had a fair-sized rock in my hand that I had been holding, the size of a baseball, so I knew it would do what I needed when I threw it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?